Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Better batten down the hatches. Truth in Advertising demands that we warn you that this edition of the Electronic Cottage has a lot of acronyms and quite a few numbers in it. Now, that shouldn't really be too much of a surprise if you've been in an electronics store lately and looked at television sets. Over there, it's Acronym City. So today, let's see if we can sort out what some of those acronyms really mean to our eyeballs. Television monitors these days are sliced and diced a number of ways. Let's look at some of the basic distinctions. First of all, a monitor, that's the big screen you look at, can be either just a monitor or a monitor with a television receiver built in. What's the difference, you may ask? Can't any television receive over-the-air broadcast signals? Which, by the way, in acronym land are referred to as OTA signals. Anyway, to proceed, can't any TV receive broadcast signals, and if I have cable or satellite connections, receive those channels as well? In the days of regular old TV, the answer was almost always yes. However, as you've no doubt heard by now, we're in the age of digital, and eventually, we'll all be looking at digital TV screens. Originally, that was supposed to happen by 2006, but it now looks like your good old analog TV will be safe and useful for some time beyond that date. But that's a story for another day. Digital units may or may not be able to receive a broadcast signal, and that's one reason why it's important to check the label to see what the set you're looking at in the store can or can't do. The Consumer Electronics Association has established a set of categories that retailers are supposed to use when describing digital sets. So, here's the list, and here's what the designations mean. Starting at the high end, a unit labeled HDTV, or High Definition Television, should be able to receive and decode over-the-air digital broadcast signals, as well as decode other video formats, and display them at resolutions of either 1080 interlaced scanning lines or 720 progressive scan lines, or both. The unit should also be able to display a picture in a 16:9 aspect ratio. Got that? Well, just in case, let's look at what all that stuff really means. First of all, it means that the unit has a digital television tuner built in so that it can receive and decode signals. This is a biggie, because not all units have this capability. In fact, the majority don't. We'll talk more about that in a second. The resolution specification means that the unit has to be able to display either 1080 interlaced lines on the screen or 720 progressive lines. You may recall from former programs that our regular old analog television sets display about 480 interlaced lines on our TV screens. There are 525 total lines in a television signal in the U.S., but only about 480 actually are on the portion of the screen that we can see. Interlaced, as you may recall, means that every 60th of a second, we see the odd-numbered lines, and in the next 60th of a second, we see the even-numbered lines. In other words, at any given time, we're actually seeing only half of the picture. But the picture switches back and forth so quickly, it looks to us like we're seeing one thing. That's what we refer to as interlacing. A 1080i signal operates in more or less the same way. We see half of the picture lines and then the other half in quick succession. There are just a lot more lines, which helps to make for more detail in the picture. A 720p signal shows all of the 720 lines at one time, so there's no interlacing at all. We see every line every time the frame changes. So you ask, why are there two different standards? Why, you communist? This is America, and unless it comes to things like what words you can say on the air at what time of day or whether your new television will have to be able to be controlled by broadcasters through the broadcast flag, the FCC prefers to let the market decide. So we have CBS, NBC, HBO, and some other networks choosing to broadcast in 1080i, while ABC, ESPN, Fox, and a few others opt for 720p. Anyhow, back to the unit itself. The other thing that an HDTV has to be able to do is to display a picture in 16:9 aspect ratio. The aspect ratio is simply the ratio of the width to the height of the picture. In a regular old analog TV, the picture is 4 units wide and 3 units tall. In HDTV, the aspect ratio is 16 units wide and 9 units high, which makes for a much wider picture, one that's much closer to the aspect ratio of the movie screen in your favorite theater. And that, of course, means that if you watch a movie on an HDTV screen, you won't wind up with those bands of black at the bottom and the top of the screen, called letterboxing, that you see when you watch a movie on a regular old analog TV. All right, so now we know what the full-blown HDTV label means. How about an HDTV monitor label? These units are often labeled HDTV ready or HDTV compatible in store ads. Simply put, an HDTV monitor can display all of the same type of pictures that a full HDTV unit can, but a monitor has no tuner decoder built in, so it can't actually receive or decode the video signals itself. To do that, you need to add a decoder tuner of some sort. If you have cable or satellite service, your cable or satellite company probably provides you with a decoder box for their signals. For a bit extra, you can probably get one that will feed HDTV signals to your HDTV monitor if you have one. If you want to get over-the-air broadcast signals, however, in digital format, you'll have to purchase a separate HDTV tuner and decoder to use with your HDTV monitor. So, if you're out shopping for an HDTV set, be sure that you know whether you're getting just a monitor or a full-fledged unit with a tuner included. While you're at the store, you'll see a couple of other designations as well. One is EDTV, which stands for Enhanced Digital TV. All this means is that the set can display a picture with at least 480 progressive scan lines, called 480p, which is quite a few less lines than the 720p that an HDTV has to be able to display. An EDTV set doesn't have to conform to the 16:9 aspect ratio either. Some EDTV sets do, some don't. So some actually look like our regular old TVs, and some look like very wide HDTVs. And as with an HDTV unit, EDTVs can come with or without a tuner decoder. Be careful and make sure you're getting what you think you're getting. Even the humble analog television needs a fancy acronym these days, and sure enough, it has one now, SDTV, which simply means Standard Definition Television. So when you see an SDTV label, just think plain old analog TV. Now, you may be saying to yourself at this point, this is all fine and well, but what kind of HDTV display should I get? Plasma or CRT? Or LCD or DLP projection, or what? Now that's a good question. And never fear, we'll get to it right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.